This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
We've all been behind that really annoying driver where, for whatever reason, they're in the left lane, the fast lane, the passing lane that is specifically designed to pass people, and they are just cruising in that one and not getting over, refusing to get over, driving slowly. And in really bad cases of maybe road rage, we've seen it where somebody will get over in that other lane and drive at the same speed as the other vehicle so that you cannot pass. That's very irritating.
Oh, I can't tell. I just can't tell you. There are times when I understand why somebody would get rage while driving. Not road rage, not an excuse for violence. Don't take that the wrong way in any sense of the form. But there are people who must have never taken a driver's ed course in their life who think it's okay to do 50 miles an hour while reading their phone in the left lane. That drives me insane.
I think there are people who probably are ignorant to that, knowing that the left lane is designed to pass. But I think the majority of people know that and do not care. They are just selfish.
Yeah.
It's my way or the highway. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I don't care if it inconveniences you or if I'm going far below the speed limit and you have to then stay behind me for 10 miles on the interstate and you're fuming. But yes, I would never, ever let it escalate to the point of feeling like I needed to go shoot somebody like we've seen play out all across the country. That's just sad if you get that angry about it. But I do appreciate what State Senator Adam Schnelting has proposed. It's this Keep Right bill, and it's just that. It's making people more aware of what's going on. And I want you to hear a clip because Channel 4 went out and did a story on this and interviewed Schnelting.
State Senator Adam Schnelting from St. Charles proposing a bill that would add to the Keep Right laws by adding signs to Missouri highways and a larger emphasis on those laws to those in driver's ed.
We're talking about individuals oftentimes who are being passive aggressive, who will drive at 65 miles an hour and go side by side with a semi, and they'll stay there for 10 miles.
Senator Schnelting says his goal is to decrease the number of road rage incidents. The bill also creates fines for those who continue to ride in the left lane for too long, starting at $100 and increasing for repeat offenders.
You get bit one too many times, you decide, you know what, I should really obey the law.
Well, I hope so. I think it's a really good idea. I hope this passes. And if it does pass, I hope police enforce this. I hope that they do start pulling people over. And the hard part about this is, at what point do you feel as though you can pull someone over? Like, if they're in the left lane, how long do they have to be in that left lane riding it, refusing to get over, before you say, okay, you've been in that lane too long, I'm going to pull you over and ticket you $100. You know, there has to be some sort of a threshold for that. But I think this is a great idea. I think it's necessary because people don't know how to drive.
The immediate reactions that I saw for it yesterday, when I read the comments on that story, is that most people believe,
ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
That our overworked law enforcement officers are not going to enforce that law. That even if it passes, they got too many other things to worry about than people going slow in the left lane. I maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's some out there who are just peeved about it like I am, who will be glad there's now a law they can enforce for somebody driving in the left lane. Because my guess is it would be a corrective action, don't you think? I mean, I think you would only get a ticket once for going slow in the left lane. You would get the message. So if they hand out enough tickets, maybe these morons will realize you only use the left lane to pass.
You're giving people too much credit. You'd think after your first, second, third DUI that maybe you'd consider getting an Uber, but no. People have subsequent DUIs.
That's a little different.
It's a little different, but it's the same thing with people going super fast and speeding and running stop signs. People don't care. There's a lack of concern for other drivers. The logical person, you're right, would say, you know what? Wow, that really stunk. I did not like paying that fine. Maybe I should get over and stop just driving in the left lane. But I just don't know if that's going to happen. Now, what this would do is it would give officers an opportunity to pull someone over if, say, they think there's something else going on with that vehicle. It would give them cause to pull them over and say, hey, you've been riding in the left lane. You can't do that. It's against the law also, and then maybe they get to the real reason why they pulled him over.
Well, one of our commenters here on the Facebook page, Debbie, is pointing out that her son stops every darn one of them. Unfortunately, most cops don't. And my experience is, like, my friends who are in the city police department will understand where this criticism comes from. They've got too damn much else to do to worry about traffic stops. They're understaffed. They're overworked. Most of them are working doubles to cover for the lack of funding by the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. They don't have time to do routine traffic stops. It's why it's just accepted that you can drive around with expired plates forever in the city and get away with it. Mm-hmm. So here's what I might say. And, you know, we're going to have Adam Schnelting on later. In 735, we can ask him about this. Maybe the key is make the fine high enough, and that will get their attention. You can drive in the left lane at your own peril, but if you get caught, the first offense is $300. Mm-hmm. And then that will get people's attention.
I mean, I have stayed in the left lane, but it's because I feel like the other car... I've stayed in it for a while, but it's because I feel like I'm continuing to pass vehicles. I don't feel it necessary every single time I get in front of a vehicle and try to pass it. I need to get over to the next lane and then go back over and then get... That's just excessive. So I will stay in the left lane if I'm planning to continue passing everybody, and then I'll get over.
There's a comment on here, I'm sure poking me, but from Scooter this morning, asking about the zipper merge. I'm wondering if I can convince Adam Schnelting to add some language to his bill that would ban the zipper merge.
Well,
let's just ban it, because it will never work in St. Louis. You will never work. If you put your turn signal on to change lanes, people close the gap just to screw you. I've seen it happen too many times. And the other thing about it is...
Mean people do that. I would try to let someone over, unless they're being a jerk about it and they're clearly waiting until the last minute and driving up
past
everybody.
That's what they do.
Well, okay. Then in that case, I might feel a little inclined to say, you know what? You can sit there for a minute and wait because we all... you know, as we should have, got over sooner and have been sitting in this long line.
That's why the zipper merge will never work, because you've got people who will take advantage of it. I almost called them buttheads. And my friend Senator Kennedy would have said, I called him a butthead and I'm in it. I've got that drop here somewhere. But my point is, when there's a they want you to zipper merge, use both lanes coming up to a blocked lane and then back off and let the people in the other lane smoothly merge in, and then the traffic will all go faster in a perfect world. In a perfect world. But there's no perfect world. Because Carl, is my computer up over here for a moment? This is why.
I think I called him a butthead in a minute.
Too many people use that to race up ahead of everybody else and then cut over at the last second. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why the zipper merge will never work. We should just ban it.
Those are the same people who come up to a four-way stop and the car in front of them just went and they try to go too when it's clearly not their turn. The other issue with trying to pull people over and actually enforce this would be, I would imagine that some of the people who consistently do this, not just every now and then, I'm talking about like they have zero regard for other drivers and they just cruise in the left lane all the time, could be the same people that they wouldn't want to stop because they'd be those crazy drivers who might just pull a gun on you. You know, they're the ones who are going to take off. And in many cases, these cops can't chase them because it would be considered unsafe to the other drivers. So as soon as they take off and start going 95 miles per hour, they've lost them.
Well, Sean just commented on here that Indiana has a law like this. You can't drive slow in the left lane. I guess, again, the point is, will they enforce it? If it's not enforced, like, you know that I think on the section of 6440 at least, it may be this way on 270. I remember covering this one time. There is a law that truck drivers are supposed to use the right two lanes. They're not supposed to be in the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that leads to some traffic problems in and of itself. Where the trucks get right next to each other, both going 70 miles an hour, and they can't pass each other because their trucks are governed not to go any faster than that, and then you get backups that are caused by that because a lot of them don't listen to that rule. So, I don't know. Hopefully Adam Schnelting's onto something here. I hope there's an enforcement mechanism. I have to tell you. The people that build the algorithms on Facebook know us well. They do. Because I almost the other day I saw this thing advertised where it's a little neon light that you can put on the back window of your vehicle that shows different hand motions once you pass somebody who's been clogging the left lane. Like with a middle finger sticking up. And it was funny.
Well,
and
I will
have to say I was briefly tempted. But I know what my wife would say to me if I got one of those. So,
by the way, Mark just messaged on Facebook saying, or you're just trying to maintain a safe distance following another car and someone pulls in between the two of you. And I will not use the word that he used. But yeah,
it's true.
I know. I get it. When you're trying to be a good driver and some idiot, you know, doesn't even use a blinker. The lack of blinker is what bothers me. And there's just no warning. They just cut right in front of you. And it takes every, you have to, it's not worth it. You know, you just let it go. I mean, I get irritated, but it's like these days, is it worth it to ride up against them and, you know, get them back and speed up next to them and then you stare them down as you pass them? Trust me, that urge is there for me, but I also would like to arrive wherever I'm going alive. And these days, I just always have the mindset, you might have a gun and be just crazy enough to shoot me over this.
Well, it's possible. You never know these days. James is trying to poke me on here this morning. Says he can't believe I want more laws. He thought I was against more laws. No, I'm against bigger government. I want smaller government, generally speaking. But sometimes you have to pass laws about driving and safety issues that cause people to correct their actions.
Get more at 971talk.com.